promotion practices make children and their caregivers stronger and with better body defenses. These are some of the ways that we can control infection in people. Good nutrition. For example, while attendance of infants in group care settings slightly increases the risk of upper respiratory infection and wheezing, breastfeeding protects against these increased risks. Therefore, everyone involved with families and with infants should encourage and support continued breastfeeding of infants to any extent throughout infancy if mothers and their babies are willing. Good sleep and exercise. Good nutrition, enough rest, and skincare are essential for healthy skin. Healthy skin prevents germs from entering the body, while cracked skin provides opening to start infections. That is why using lotion after hand washing to keep a skin from cracking is an infection prevention measure. Safe activities and healthful practices also help. When people drink enough water, avoid sugar-containing beverages, and practice oral hygiene, their teeth are healthier and are less likely to develop caries. Caries are the result of an infection by bad germs or a specific type of bacteria in the mouth, usually transmitted from a parent or other caregiver to the child by contact with the adult's saliva. Having all immunizations reduces the risk of catching preventable illnesses. We can also control infection by managing risk for infection for staff and children with special needs based on their healthcare provider's recommendation.